From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hurricane Nate strengthened Saturday as it churned through the Gulf of Mexico, threatening to power into the U.S. Central Gulf Coast to the east of New Orleans as a Category 2 storm after killing at least 30 people in Central America. The center of the hurricane, the fourth major storm to hit the United States in less than 2 months, is forecast to make landfall overnight between Slidell, Louisiana, and Alabama's Mobile Bay. Nate's outer bands will likely reach the U.S. Gulf Coast with tropical storm force winds on Saturday evening. Tens of thousands of protesters out in the streets of Spain were calling for unity after clashes erupted when Catalonia held an independence referendum ruled illegal by Spanish authorities last week. Spain's national police tried to stop people from voting and 900 people were injured. Jacob Greaves has the details on the protests.
In the regional capital, Barcelona, on Saturday, people came out dressed in white to call for calm. The main message has been to urge further dialogue between Madrid and separatists.
Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Saudi Arabian King Salman bin Abdulaziz's groundbreaking visit to Russia this week saw billions of dollars signed in investment deals in energy and defense that will deepen ties between Moscow and Riyadh, despite their confrontational past. But analysts say self-interest and Middle East alliances will hamper the forming a deeper partnership. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media networks for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office denounces the killings of demonstrators from Cameroon's Anglophone community in towns across the northwest and southwest regions on October 1st. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Government figures put the number of deaths at about 10, but other estimates report many more people than that were killed. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says credible sources indicate some of the deaths were caused by the excessive use of force by the security forces.
We call on the government of Cameroon to establish prompt, effective, and independent investigations to ensure accountability.
Anglophones make up about 20% of Cameroon's majority francophone population. Grievances over their perceived economic and political marginalization have been building for years. The killings last Sunday came amid wide-scale protests by the English-speaking community, leading to a symbolic declaration of independence from the majority of the French-speaking country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Danish police said they have found the head and legs of Swedish journalist Kim Wall, who died in mysterious circumstances on an investor's homemade submarine in August. Pascal Davies has the update.
The freelance reporter was last seen alive on the 10th of August when she went to interview Peter Madsen, who's been charged with her murder. The Danish inventor was arrested after his submarine sank and he was rescued. A police prosecutor said earlier this week that images presumed to be real of women being strangled and decapitated were found on a hard drive on one of Madsen's computers in a laboratory he ran. Madsen says the computer was not his, but used by everyone in the laboratory. The Danish inventor faces a prison sentence of 5 years to life if convicted.
That was reporter Pascal Davies. The World Health Organization reports 900,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine were expected to arrive in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Saturday. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is set to begin Tuesday, October 10th. Investigators in Australia have said their understanding of MH370's whereabouts was better now than it ever has been, but they still do not know why the plane crashed. The Australian government has said that the search for the missing Malaysian plane may continue in the future, but only if there's credible new evidence. The search for the plane lasted more than 1,000 days. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.